Blog Talk Radio.
Another word for supplication is prayer. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they bring down trouble upon me. And wrath, another word for wrath is anger. They hate me. My heart is severely pained within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I will wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I would hasten. Hasten means to go quickly. My escape from the windy storms and tempests, that's just strong winds from a storm. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife. Strife means a fight and dispute in the city. Day and night, they go around it on its walls. Iniquity and trouble are also in the midst of it. Destruction is in its midst. Deceit and guile. Guile, another word for guile is trickery. Do not depart from its streets. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me. Reproaches means to criticize. Let me say that again. For it is not an enemy who reproaches or criticizes me. So what does that mean? It's a family or friend. Then I could bear it. No, is it one who hates me, who has magnified himself against me. Then I would hide from him, but it was you, a man of equal, my companion and my acquaintance. There's someone you know. We took sweet counsel together, and we walked to the house of God in the throne. A throne means a crowd, T-H-R-O-N-G. throne. Verse 15. Let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell for wickedness in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me evening and morning and at noon. I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle which was against me. For there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from of old, because they do not change. Therefore, they do not fear God. He has put forth his hands against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. A covenant is an agreement. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. Is that anyone you know? His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring down to the pit of destruction bloodthirsty and deceitful men, shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in you. I have read to you in its entirety Psalms 55, trust in God concerning the treachery of friends. Sheep, let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, I humble myself as I pray. As I praise you, worship you, and thank you for all you have done for me, knowingly and with my not knowing. All sheep do too. Father God, I praise you for your constant protection from the evil one and delivering me personally out of the evil one's muck and mire. I worship you for giving me courage to do your will. And I thank you for allowing me to do it via Blog Talk Radio. I choose you, Father God. I choose to always serve you, our Father in heaven. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, although it's cloudy out today. Detroit, your blessed city. And Father, while I'm thinking about it, protect my family on the East Coast in Virginia, the families that are in Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. Protect them from whatever is coming. Protect them from natural disasters, Father. I thank you for that. I thank you also, our Father in heaven, for a sane, sound mind, excellent health, wealth, education, for bringing the world to know the truth about the oppressors, and prosperity in all things for us sheep. And Father, as a prayer to keep the evil one and his imps away from me and my family, I pray this prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Welcome. And thanks for listening. I appreciate you so much. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath is the day that you are to keep. It starts Friday evening sundown and ends Saturday evening sundown. You can find that in Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, but keeping the Sabbath and keeping it holy and rest, you'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. All you listeners, you know to have your King James, well, your New King James version of the Bible, your pen or your pencil, your notepad or your paper. Come, follow me. I want you to turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 5. We're going to start reading from where we left off the last time. And I pray that, Father in heaven, you will allow me to read all of chapter 2, starting at verse 5, and all of chapter 3. So, let's get started. We're going to read about the day of the Lord. It says, chapter 2, verse 5 says, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. For you have forsaken means abandoned, your people, the house of Jacob, because they were filled with eastern ways. Now, I'm thinking that eastern ways, which country is eastern? Is that, it might be China? You look it up for yourself. Okay, let's pick up reading at verse 6. They are soothsayers, like the Philistines. And soothsayers are people that can, like fortune tellers, they see into the future. And they are pleased with the children of foreigners. So let me read verse 6 again. For they have abandoned your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with eastern ways. They are soothsayers like the Philistines. And they are pleased with the children of foreigners. Their land is also full of silver and gold, and there is no end to their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, and there is no end to their chariots. I think Saudi Arabia has a lot of horses. I'm thinking now, let me be in your will. Let me read. Let's pick up reading at verse 8. Their land is also full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. People bow down, and each man humble himself. Therefore, do not forgive them. Enter into the rock and hide in the dust from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty. The lofty looks of men shall be humble. The haughtiness, that's arrogance, of men shall be bowed down. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty. He's going to exalt himself above everything so expected. You oppressors, upon everything lifted up, and it shall be brought low. Upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, upon all the oaks of Bashan, upon the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, upon every high tower, and upon every fortified wall, upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the beautiful slopes, the loftiness, that's the pride of man, shall be bowed down. And the haughtiness, that's your arrogance, of men shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. So God alone will be lifted high above everything that day. We all will bow down. Verse 18. But the idols he shall utterly abolish. Your idols, you're coming to an end. Abolish means to cancel or null. So you're coming to an end, idols. they shall go into the holes of the rock. Idols, oh my goodness. Are people idols? Rock stars or movie stars? Okay. And into the caves of the earth, from the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty, when he arrives to shake the earth mightily. All right. That's in verse 19. When God arrives, or Jesus comes back, he's going to shake the earth mightily. Verse 20. In that day, a man will cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each for himself to worship, to the moles and the bats. Now, mole looks like a beaver to me. It's like a brown, furry creature. I mean, animal. Okay? Verse 21. To go to the cliffs of the rocks and to the crags of the rugged rocks. From the terror of the Lord and the glory of his majesty, people are going to be hiding. When he arises to shake the earth mightily, okay, so this is saying that he's going to shake the earth mightily twice. He said that in verse 19, when he arises to shake the earth mightily. And again, at the end of verse 21 is saying that when he arises to shake the earth mightily. So know that it's coming, sheep. Verse 22 says, sever. Sever means to cut off yourselves from such a man. Ones who are the idols, ones that are going to run and hide. Sever yourselves from such a man whose breath is in his nostrils, for of what account is he? So what account will he be? That is our reading from chapter 2. Let's start reading chapter 3. And this is called the judgment on Judah and Jerusalem. Chapter 3, verse 1. For behold, the Lord of hosts takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stock and the store, the whole supply of bread and the whole supply of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophets, the diviner. Diviner is someone who is godly. And the elders, the captain of 50, and the honorable man, the counselors, and the skillful artistry, and the expert enchanter. An enchanter, that's like a sorcerer, someone that can put spells on you. I will give children to be their prince or rulers, and babes shall rule over them. Okay, that's over the, in verse 2, that's over the mighty men. He's going to give children to rule over them, and babes to rule over them. Let's pick up in verse 5. The people will be oppressed, everyone by one another, and everyone by his neighbor. But the child will be the insolent. Insolent means rude, and he is going to have lack of respect towards the elder, and the base towards the honorable. And a man takes hold of his brother. Let me read verse 6 again. It says, when a man takes hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, you have clothing, you'll be our ruler, and let these ruins be under your hand. Excuse me, I'm going to take a sip of water. Let's pick up reading at verse 7. And that day he will protest, saying, I cannot cure your ills, for in my house is neither food nor clothing. Do not make me a ruler for the people. For Jerusalem stumbled, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. Now, it tells us here the reason why Jerusalem stumbled and why Judah has fallen. It's because of their tongue and their doings are against the Lord. Okay? To provoke the eyes of his glory, to look on their consciousness, that's their faces, witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. Now, with the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, they were homosexual. Let's pick up reading in verse 9. They do not hide it. And this year, I think in June, the Supreme Court is supposed to have a ruling on such. And I believe that the Supreme Court is going to rule in favor of such. If the Supreme Court of the United States of America can rule in favor of aborting your child, then certainly they will rule in favor of homosexuality or gay, same-sex marriages and all that sort. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul, but they have brought evil upon themselves. Excuse me, I'm going to take another sip of water. Let's pick up reading at verse 10. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doing. Woe. Woe means something tragic is going to happen to the wicked. They shall be healed with him. Excuse me. Woe to the wicked. It shall be ill with him. So, wicked person, no, it's not going to be good for you. For the reward of his hand shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err and destroy the way of your path. And this is why I tell you to read the Bible for yourselves. Some of these pastors, if they can have Sunday church, they perhaps have not had a history class, as I had many years ago, telling me that Constantine changed Sunday service, the worship of Sabbath, to Sunday, because there were so many other gods. He just tried to please everybody except for pleasing our God, who tells us in the Ten Commandments to worship him on the Sabbath. Now let's pick up reading at verse 13. We're going to talk about oppression and luxury condemned. Let's read verse 13. The Lord stands up to plead and stands to judge the people. Let me read verse 13 again. The Lord stands up to plead and stands to judge the people. Verse 14. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders of his people and his prince. Those are his rulers. For you have eaten up the vineyard and plundered. The poor is in your houses. Plunder means to take by goods by force. Let me read that again. The plunder of the poor is in your house. So that means that the elders and the prince, they have eaten up the vineyard and plundered of the poor. They've taken away from me for their house. Let's read verse 15. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding the faces of the poor, says the Lord of hosts? Oh, they're going to have to answer for making me suffer. Verse 16. Moreover, the Lord says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, that's arrogant, and walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walk in menacing as they go and jiggling with their feet. Have you seen like an ankle bracelet has little bells or whatever have you on their ankle? Ankle, that's what he's talking about, I think. Therefore, the Lord was struck with a scab, oh my, the crown of his head of the daughters of Zion. And the Lord will uncover their secret parts, okay? And in the day, and in that day, the Lord will take away the finery, the jiggling anklets, that's your ankle bracelet, and scarf, and the crescents, the pendants and the bracelets, and the veils, the headdresses, the leg ornaments, and the headbands, the perfume boxes and charms, and the rings, the nose jewels, the petals apparel, and the mantles, the outer garments, and the purses and the mirrors, and the fine linen, the turban, and the robes. Oh my goodness. And that sounds similar to another group of people. I won't say it this time, but I need to look this up so I can tell you who I think he's talking about the next time the Lord allows me to read. And so it shall be. Instead of sweet smells, they will be a stench. Let me read verse 24 again. And so it shall be. Instead of a sweet smell, there will be a stench. Instead of a sash, a rope. Instead of well-set hair, baldness. Instead of a rich robe and grinding, rich robe, a grinding of sackcloth and branding instead of beauty. Your men shall fall by the sword, and your mighty in the war. Her gates shall lament and mourn, let's read verse 26 again. Her gates shall lament, and her being desolate shall sit on the ground. Thank you, Father in heaven, for allowing me to read verse 3. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we say thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. Remember, let me just say this. We thank you also, Father, for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debt as we forgive us our debtors. Remember, sheep, take our Father in heaven along with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I'll be with you next time. Love one another.
in their heart. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause he and his wisdom will be our helping hand.